Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 99, How to Stick to Your Diet, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey, it's Dr. Neil, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Happy first day of December, everyone. We're almost to the weekend. For those of you who have been listening since Monday, this week, we kind of have a theme going. How to make progress and not be perfect with everything in your life, especially when it comes to your health and fitness goals. So today we're going to focus on diet. And depending on the doctor or researcher you speak to, they have different views on how important diet is for your overall health and wellness and for your body composition. Some believe 80 to 90% of your diet factors into your overall health and wellness and how you look and how you feel. So today we're going to talk about how you can stick to your diet. So with that, let's get this going and start optimizing your life. How to Stick to Your Diet by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. You know this scenario all too well. You're determined to stick to your diet and you start off incredibly well. But when you're at your favorite restaurant, you start eyeing your preferred not-so-healthy and doesn't-fit-your-diet item on the menu. There are typically 3 possible outcomes. Outcome 1, you resist the temptation of your favorite meal and order the more, quote, sensible option. Outcome 2, you resist the temptation of your favorite meal and order the more sensible option, but when you get home, you rummage through the cabinets and pantry looking for something to satisfy the craving you had at the restaurant that just wasn't delivered from your healthy meal choice. You snack on several random things, but just can't find what you're looking for, and keep on snacking. Outcome 3. You order your favorite meal, and the whole time you eat it, you feel guilty and think, great, I blew it. I didn't stick to my diet again. You end up not enjoying your favorite meal. You feel guilty and vow to, quote, get back on track tomorrow. In the meantime, you order dessert because you figure you're already messed up, so why not keep on going? Do those 3 outcomes sound familiar? There's a 4th and preferred possible outcome, but we'll get to that in a moment. Most people look at that situation and wonder, how do I stick to my diet? But we're looking at things all wrong. If you want to achieve your fat loss, health, performance, or body transforming goals, your diet must include your favorite foods, because abstaining from them long-term is impractical. So the question isn't about how to stick to your diet when you're at a restaurant, but rather about eating in a way you can sustain long-term that allows you to enjoy your favorite foods. Case in point, if you're like me and love ice cream, it'd be downright foolish to, quote, go on a diet that has ice cream as a do-not-eat food. I know, because I've tried dozens of times. I'd last about a week and then dive face first into a half gallon of mint chocolate chip goodness. Vowing to never eat certain foods you love is just foolish and setting yourself up for failure from the start. And let's not forget, it can also lead to binge eating and other disordered eating habits. Your eating habits must have flexibility and include your favorite foods if you want long-lasting success, period. Let's replay the scenario at the beginning of this article with the possible fourth outcome. But this time, you've been following some simple nutrition guidelines and not a diet with forbidden foods. You order your favorite, not super healthy meal because you realize this isn't something you eat every day, and one meal isn't going to make or break your health and fitness goals. You eat your favorite meal slowly and enjoy every single bite guilt-free. When dinner is over, you go home satisfied and don't feel compelled to eat anything else because you were satisfied from your favorite meal. You relax and then head to bed and wake up the next morning as if nothing was different because you don't do the damage control thing and go about your day and eat mostly real, satisfying foods. This is how it should be. You should be free to eat your favorite foods on occasion without any guilt. That is how you stick to your diet. How to stick to your diet. Here are 5 steps to do so. Step number 1. Plan to have room in your diet for your favorite foods because trying to avoid them is a recipe for failure. Step number 2. Follow a few simple, flexible nutrition guidelines you know you can sustain long term. For example, eating real, minimally processed foods most of the time, eating protein with every meal, etc. Step number 3. Eat your meals slowly and mindfully so you actually enjoy what you're eating. This way, you can listen to your body's cues and stop eating when you're satisfied and not completely stuffed. Step number 4. Make sure the meals you eat are tasty and satisfying. Step number 5. Enjoy your favorite foods and drinks on occasion, guilt-free. Basically, in moderation. If you follow those 5 steps, quote, sticking to your diet won't be an issue because you'll have built-in room for your favorite foods. It's been my personal experience and when working with clients that having this built-in room so you can enjoy your favorite foods on occasion is what leads to long-term success, less stress, and enjoyment while still allowing you to reach your goals. Remember to focus on the big picture. It's about your daily and weekly long-term habits that will determine your results, not the meal you enjoy once per week at your favorite restaurant. Yes, it can be that simple. Try for yourself and see. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stick to Your Diet, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Scientists don't have the magic cure-all to get the body you want. We don't have the pill that cures obesity or overweight. But what scientists have been learning is that there are certain factors that determine how successful somebody will be when it comes to reaching their health and fitness goals. What they end up learning is always the same. If someone is able to stick to their quote-unquote diets, they will be successful. So the most important thing we're learning is whether you go low-carb or high-carb or high-fiber or paleo, whatever it is, if you are able to stick to it long-term because it suits your tastes and your lifestyle, you will be successful. So I love what Nia said in this post. She's absolutely right. If you're able to stick to a diet long-term, it's going to work for you. Provided that, of course, it's balanced. provided it doesn't do more harm than good. So what I like about Nia's post is she's right on. Find something that you can stick to over the long term, allow some of those not so great foods into your diet every now and then, and you'll be just fine. Was I perfect over Thanksgiving? Heck no. I indulged, but you know what? I go right back to my normal routine as soon as possible. For the other anniversaries, birthdays, and other holidays that are coming up right around the corner, I make sure I do better. I make sure that I don't overindulge too often, because like I said before, all of those holidays, all those celebrations can add up. So I do try and be mindful, but I do allow for a little bit of indulgence. Now, if you want to help keep this podcast alive and well, we have a How to Help page set up at our website, oldpodcast.com. You can contribute financially to keep things running, or if you're not able to at this time, we understand. There are a bunch of other things listed there that you can do to help us out. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much in advance for helping us. You can visit oldpodcast.com and look for the How to Help page, or simply go straight to oldpodcast.com/support. Now, normally, I answer your questions every Friday, which I love doing, but tomorrow's going to be a little different since it's the 100th episode. Can you believe it? Basically, I'm going to take a little break and celebrate, but there will still be an episode for you. So, I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. I will see you tomorrow for the 100th episode, but it's going to be a little bit of a special one, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.